Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. I'm so happy you're here today, and I love that so many of you are here every month. It's really a beautiful community we've created over the last 10, 11 years. So it's wonderful to have you here to focus on healing the waters of the planet today. And I'd like to introduce today's meditation leader. We have Saskia Bosman, and she's calling in from the Netherlands. She's a biologist and an independent researcher, and she's very interested in medical, agricultural, and marine biology, and also in ecology and astrophysics and astrobiology. So she's a consciousness trainer, and she also organizes profoundly transforming nature trips, which include meeting with cetaceans, sometimes from a boat, sometimes swimming with them. And for over 40 years, she has really delved deeply into the human being, looking at DNA, cells, the brain, consciousness, and evolution in the context of nature and the cosmos. So she's got a very interesting background. And, you know, as a biomedical scientist, she gets talks and workshops and nature tours based on her interest and knowledge and experience in the relationship between body and mind, purposefully connecting matter and consciousness. And her personal and societal purpose is to contribute to conscious human evolution. So if you'd like to see more, her website is Inspiradiance. NL, and that's INSPIRADIANCE.NL. So Saskia, it's great to have you here. I'm excited you're going to lead us in a meditation today.
And, thank you very much.
Yeah, take it away.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Okay. I'll first start the music, and I do it in a very safe way. The microphone that I'm using also picks up the music, so we can get no electronic disturbances. Sometimes you may hear a cough because I'm recovering from a flu, but I hope to be quick enough to mute my microphone for a fraction of a second when it happens. Okay. Here's the background music. It's royalty-free music. Garden Music is called by Kevin MacLeod. Okay, so just allow yourself to relax in a sitting or lying position. If you like, you may close your eyes. Breathe in a very calm and relaxed way, in and out through your nose. Unless your nose is blocked, you can breathe through your mouth. Just let go of all your thoughts, and with every breath you go deeper and deeper into the space of peace and silence inside yourself. Thank you. meets the deep in her calmness. Just bring your attention to the base of your spine and allow a strong and thick root of energy as wide as your torso to grow deeply into the earth, through all the layers of the earth, and into the heart crystal in the center of our earth. And this heart of the earth is continuously emitting waves of unconditional universal love into all directions. And if you like, you may receive these waves of love through your root. They rise up from the heart of the earth to the place where you are and continue their way to your own heart. And when the first wave touches your heart, then become aware of the infinite amount of unconditional universal love that is and always was present inside your heart. And then allow your heart to emit waves of your own unconditional universal love into all directions, through your whole body, and even into the tips of your toes and fingers, and into the ends of your hair. And while this field of love energy is expanding, it cleanses all your cells, their DNA, and the spaces in between the cells. And it cleanses especially the water in your body. And at the end of the meditation, you'll come back to this water. And your body is filled with this energy field of love. Allow it to expand even further into the space around your physical body. And this energy field of love expands and expands. And soon enough, it becomes a sphere, an expanding sphere, and just allow your sphere of love to become as big as feels comfortable for you. Field becomes like a radiant sun, so strong in its light that it allows only in that which is based on unconditional universal love. This spherical field is a vehicle, and in this vehicle allow yourself to go to your favorite place on the shore of a sea or an ocean. Thank you. walk a bit into the water. Still being aware of this radiant sun of unconditional universal love around you. And in the salty water, all of a sudden, a whale or a dolphin or a porpoise comes up and offers him or herself as your guide for this journey. And your cetacean is also grounded by an energetic root that reaches into the center of the earth, and he or she is also surrounded by a radiant sun of unconditional universal love. If you like, you may make a heart connection of unconditional universal love with this cetacean. In response to this, he or she makes a connection of unconditional universal love from his or her heart to yours. Now both of you are what quantum physicists call entangled. You can travel together. And even if you get away from each other, you're still in contact with each other. This is what entanglement is. So your cetacean guide for the journey invites you to come deeper into the ocean or sea. You go further, both of you swim further and further off the coast. And of course, the cetacean is faster than us. So if you like, you may climb on its back. So you're at the same speed. And both of you go all the way to the middle of this body of water. And when you have arrived there, both of you allow your hearts to radiate with an enormous wave of unconditional universal love, which is the most healing energy frequency in the cosmos. And this wave spreads out horizontally through the ocean, cleaning all the water, healing all the water, dissolving the plastics and all the other chemical pollutants. Dissolving the areas with pathogenic microbes where they are too much. And then allow your heart to produce another wave of unconditional universal love, like an enormous burst of light or warmth or whatever, maybe music, spreading out through the ocean or the sea. And now this energy vitalizes the whole water, restoring the ecosystem from the smallest microbes that belong to the ecosystem up to the biggest whale. And also the algae and all the water plants. All the animals. Then allow your heart to produce another wave of unconditional universal love, spreading in all directions, not only to this sea or ocean, but to every one of them on the earth, because all seas and oceans are connected with each other. So all the waters get cleansed and healed, and life is reinvigorated. All ecosystems are restoring. Just experience with all your senses and all your feelings the aquatic ecosystems restoring everywhere on the planet. And the more senses you involve, the more feeling you involve, the stronger your manifestation power. And because we are with a group and with our cetacean guides, we have zillions of times this manifestation power. Allow yourself some time to let this paradise unfold in all the seas and oceans of the world. And from there, it also expands to the rivers and lakes, the waterfalls. Geysers, everything. Everywhere where there is water and or ice. revitalizing influence of the restoring aquatic ecosystems spreads through the land. Restoring the ecosystems on the land. Increasing the numbers of trees worldwide. Cooling down the earth and restoring the climate. Ecosystems become lively and teeming with a diversity of life forms. It is literally paradise returning. Just look up in the air together with your cetacean. It is full of birds, huge diversity of birds and insects and other flying animals, seeds of plants that are blowing around in the wind. Also, the air is full of life. The air is clear and clean, as nature has cleaned up all the air pollution. The sun is shining. The temperature is wonderful. Everywhere around you is life. And also in the air there is a lot of water. In the form of water vapor coming from our bodies of water. Also from our own bodies, living beings. And water droplets, like clouds. Clouds consist of water droplets. They're beautiful, clean, white clouds. Then again, bring your attention into your heart together with your cetacean guide. And together you produce another huge wave of unconditional universal love spreading around and through the whole planet, giving the final touch to this healing process that is happening through the water, the healing process of the water itself and through the water. Healing process for nature. And then bring your attention out into space. Also there is water. Just water particles floating around. Little pieces of ice. Meteorites, comets, asteroids that contain more or less ice. There are also enormous interstellar clouds of water. To together with your cetacean guide for the journey. Allow your heart to produce another wave of unconditional universal love, expanding spherically into all directions, all through the universe, and where needed, also the water of the universe is healed, is cleansed and healed and harmonized. Back into the atmosphere of the Earth. And back to the middle of the sea or ocean, where you started the healing together with your cetacean guide. You are both comfortable and warm. And now focus your attention into your body. Also, your body contains a lot of water. Around, feel around and observe how the water in your body has become more clear. It is glittering and shining like a diamond. In fact, you are a liquid crystal. A liquid crystal of water. But before we go back to the beach, first we go into the earth. Also inside the earth are large bodies of water, the aquifers. And it's even more than the water in all surface oceans together. Just move to the center of the earth together with your cetacean friend. And allow your heart to produce another wave. Unconditional universal love, spreading out like a wave of light or sound or warmth or whatever through the whole planet, healing and harmonizing all her internal water where necessary. and also water with the waste of our civilization that has seeped into the earth crust is completely cleansed and healed. Everything is gone from this water. From plastics up to the residues of medicines. All these pollutions are gone. Dissolved into unconditional universal love. With your Cetacean guide, you come up to the place where you left off, the place at the beach where you met your Cetacean friend. Here it's still nice and warm, the sun is shining. In the shallow water near the beach, you just sit down together with your cetacean. And you go inside your own body again. Looking and feeling around. Observing all the water in your body. And again, allow your heart to produce a wave of unconditional universal love into all directions. Spherically expanding wave that moves through your whole body. Your own body water inside and between the cells is healed at an even deeper level. Memories that no longer serve you disappear from this water. And also anything physical polluting your body water just dissolves into unconditional universal love. Particles connect in harmony. Make a beautiful liquid crystal dance in your whole body, making you into a shining, liquid crystal. Clear and shining like a diamond, even better than a diamond. So your cetacean guide does, as his or her own body. And if you like, you may now return to the physical space where you are. You may bring your cetacean guide over, just say him or her goodbye and see you the next time. You're entangled now anyway. And then you're back at the place, physical space where you are. Just think about all the water pipes in your house and in the place where you are living. The water that's flowing through them or not. And allow your heart to produce another wave of unconditional universal love, spreading spherically into all directions, harmonizing, vitalizing, cleansing, and healing all the water that is in the water pipes. Attention back into your body, feeling your whole body from the inside out, into the tips of your toes and fingers and hair, becoming aware of the contact between your butt in a chair or the surface on which you are lying down, becoming aware again of the strong energetic roots, your grounding roots in the earth, feel how it makes you sit or lie down a little bit heavier. And when you have your feet on the floor, make a better contact with the floor. As if also your feet have roots. Then become aware of your breathing. You're still very relaxed. Becoming aware of your heartbeat that you can feel inside your body. And also this beautiful sun-like heart energy field around you. Field of unconditional universal love that that, like the root, will stay with you as long as it's needed. And you can always invite these fields again through this meditation. And become aware of the physical space where you are. The digital space that we are sharing. And when you feel ready, just move your fingers and toes, open your eyes and smile. And if you like, you can stretch your body a bit to allow the energy of unconditional universal love to anchor deeply into your cells, their DNA, and the space in between your cells.
Saskia, that was so lovely.
You're welcome.
That was just beautiful. I loved every second of it, and I was so happy to be entangled with my gray whale and just feeling all that love flowing into my body and out to the world. It was gorgeous, and it's a practice, you know, that we can all do very easily. So thank you for setting that in motion.
You're welcome.
Today. Yeah. Is there somebody who would like to share something? We've got a few minutes. If you do, unmute yourself by hitting *6 and tell us your name.
My name is Anne, and I had all of these wonderful visions. And one of the things I wanted to share is that the galactic light beings that are within the Earth that you can access from Mount Shasta came and joined in. Adama is the name of the leader of this group. To do the healing inside the earth.
Wow.
It was really something to feel them.
Wow.
I have a very strong water connection. I'm from a town called Watertown.
Mm-hmm.
I also felt a lot of love in the rainforest, so much. I was looking at a calendar this morning that says Soleil, which is sun in French. There's all these beautiful animals in the trees. And I couldn't tell you enough about it. So I saw the dinoflagellates in the ocean when we were talking about them. They're just, you know, flying around in the water. I call myself jellyfish on Instagram because I like them so much. So all this dancing she talked about, and I'm a chemistry professor, so water bonding is something I understand.
Wow.
But I just had all of these wonderful visions. I actually had some removal of some hooks from my left ovary, which I thought was pretty interesting. And, you know, energy going through my left foot, there were like, I think it was trying to tell me to put my feet on the ground because I should meditate with my legs crossed. But I felt all of this wonderful healing, like you were saying, especially I'm in California. So for us, I saw the sparkling water droplets that the sun came through this morning, so I felt like it prepared my space for this joining in, and all the birds were singing and they're happy. So many blessings, and thank you so much for this meditation. My goodness, it was amazing.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sam.
Well, thank you for letting me share.
I also do the meditation myself, otherwise I cannot guide it like this.
Yeah.
That's marvelous.
Somebody else? Yeah.
This is Ajit. Hi, Marian. Thank you. I'm in the East Coast, and I too felt just so drawn to be here, and I was visited by this just, I guess it was an enormous gray whale, just very, like, at one point I was, when we were up into space, I was already going up there, and then, like, the whale's, like, body became, like, rubber so that I could stand up, and, like, we were, those waves of unconditional love were just so profound, and I was giving and giving, and then at one point, I just received, and I could feel everyone giving and receiving, and I really, you know, did feel like we had an effect. It was a cleansing effect. And then I love what the chemistry professor said about water bonding. I'm an artist and a yogi, and so the science really grounds me, and just feeling, really, truly feeling myself as a water crystal was very helpful. And I'm very drawn to study with you more. And of course, Mary, I'm so grateful to be on this call. And so thank you so very much. I'll be listening, I feel like, to that recording. Just to, you know, to help the earth heal, and that we are making a difference. Sometimes I feel downtrodden, and I'm lifted up now. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here. I would love to organize something like a workshop of half a day or so for people who are interested. Normally I teach in Dutch, but I'm very okay to teach in English as well. On my website there's also a teach part. But if you guys get an idea, like I would like to do this or that, just let me know. We organize it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will. I emailed you, Saskia. So I will. This is Ajit. So I will definitely
Ajit.
Be contacting. Thank you all. Thank you all. And again, thank you, Mary. Love you. It's so nice to be with you all. Okay.
Thank you for being here. Oh, I can't stop smiling. There's like...
Yeah, same for me.
Stage, you know? That's great. Okay, is there anybody else who'd like to say something before we close it up for this week?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you can.
Yes.
Hello?
Absolutely.
Hi, this is Elisa Novick. I haven't been on these calls for a very long time, but felt very strongly to do it today. Got very clear guidance. I just want to thank you, Saskia. That was absolutely lovely. There were a few moments that really felt quite precious to me. One was being in the middle of the ocean. Suddenly my heart really, just burst out and deepened as well. And also being in the center of the earth and in the crystal heart of the earth. Lately I've been much more, immersed in water after I bought Vita Austin's book. And I don't know if you've discussed that on these calls or not.
Not really.
But she's She's taken Masaru Emoto's work many steps further. She's been freezing water with various things, but it goes so much further. For instance, she put a sunflower seed in her little petri dish of water and did her freezing process. It's kind of an in-between freezing process. And instead of showing a sunflower seed, it showed the actual flower. So it read the purpose, and she put the water by her bed and dreamed and remembered images from her dreams, and they showed up in the frozen water, the images from the dream, you know, like fields with roads and trees. And she put birds, and the bird shows up, and that sort of thing. And so I realized how important it was for me to, because I've had health problems all my life, to restructure with these highest vibrations, the water in my body as well.
Right.
And so I've been doing a lot of just holding the water, you know, in my drinking water bottle, and praying and feeling my hands just really deepen, almost like they're sinking into the bottle, and feeling the changes. And what I really loved, oh, and I also recently watched the film called Regenerating Life by John Feldman, who lives in the area that I live now in the Hudson Valley in New York. And he was talking about how much more, the most important thing with climate change is not CO2, it's water vapor, and how water is like the whole film is much about water. And as Mary knows, I've channeled and talked to and had incredible experiences and led workshops all over the world, mostly communicating with trees, large old trees, but also with whales and dolphins, in part inspired by one of Mary's meditations where she took us to meet whales, and I found that I had had a lifetime as a mother whale, and I re-experienced it, and I was so happy being her. And so Saskia, thank you. Yeah, I think I was much happier as a mother whale than I've been as a human, though it's all merging into one thing for me. So Saskia, when you mentioned the water vapor, the water in the aquifers, the water in our cells, you know, we're mostly water, and water has so many states. And you know, I don't know if there was anything you actually missed. You even talked about water in interstellar clouds. So just feeling that universality, or multi-universality, of the presence of and intelligence and loving and responsiveness of water. Just that whole, that connectedness that connects everything. It's just precious, luscious.
Thank you. Thank
you. I'm just very grateful. Very grateful.
Yeah. Thank you, Alisa.
We're called on the right day, for sure.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Great to have you here, Alisa.
Oh, it's so wonderful to be here with you. I'd never forget you. I love you. And everything that you've done here, and all that's been. If I had time, I would listen to all the recordings. But just know I'm in the water with you.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, just one more thing I have to tell you. You know what? Before each of my counseling sessions, I do a prayer called Calling in the Light. You know, I'm like, light and the sound of God, and I'm just thinking, how am I going to include the water here? But often the whale, you know, when I do that prayer, I'll go into the two main forests or into other trees that I've worked with, and go into those forests and, you know, kind of include them in who's working with us. But very often it's the whales and dolphins who'll show up, and sometimes doing the funniest thing. So, you know, they really like bring in that lightness and the laughter, the silliness and the playfulness, despite, you know, everything that's challenging them, you know, swimming through pollution and, you know, eating and drinking and breathing it. And, you know, that just, It just fills my heart, you know, and I'm so aware of how universal all that is. Like, I've gone flying through the stars with whales and dolphins, and you know, we're all multidimensional beings. It's all connected and so beautiful, no matter what's going on.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everyone, we are at the end of our time for today. And I wanted to let you know that next month on March 7th, our beloved Linda Shea will be leading the meditation. So I'm sure we're going to meet some dolphins next month. So I'm going to open up the lines so we can all have our chaotic goodbye. And thank you again, Saskia. It was absolutely delightful.